But my wife doesn't know. It's been 6 months, and every morning I still get dressed and leave the house like I'm going to work. I drive across town, sit in coffee shops, and look for a job. I'm a skilled interviewer, but I can imagine that the look on my face conveyed something like, "How on earth did you pull that off?" Without waiting for my next question, he answered, "She doesn't want to know. If she already knows, she wants me to keep pretending. Trust me, if I find another job and tell her after I'm back at work, she'll be grateful. Knowing would change the way she feels about me. She didn't sign up for this." I was not prepared to hear over and over from men how the women, the mothers, sisters, girlfriends, wives, in their lives, are constantly criticizing them for not being open and vulnerable and intimate, all the while they are standing in front of that cramped wizard closet where their men are huddled inside, adjusting the curtain and making sure no one sees in and no one gets out. There was a moment when I was driving home from an interview with a small group of men and thought, "Holy shit, I am the patriarchy." Here's the painful pattern that emerged from my research with men. We ask them to be vulnerable. We beg them to let us in, and we plead with them to tell us when they're afraid. But the truth is that most women can't stomach it. In those moments when real vulnerability happens in men, most of us recoil with fear, and that fear manifests as everything from disappointment to disgust. And men are very smart. They know the risks, and they see the look in our eyes when we're thinking, "Come on, pull it together, man up." As Joe Reynolds, one of my mentors and the dean at our church, once told me during a conversation about men, shame, and vulnerability, "Men know what women really want. They want us to pretend to be vulnerable. We get really good at pretending." Covert shame hurts just as much as overt shame. Take, for example, the man who told me that he was always feeling shame with his wife around money. He said the latest instance was when his wife came home and said, "I just saw Katie's new house. It's amazing. She's so happy to finally get that dream house. On top of that, she's going to quit working next year." He told me his immediate response was rage. So he picked a fight with his wife about her mother coming to visit and then quickly disappeared to another part of the house. As we were talking about this conversation, he said, "It was shame. Why did she have to say that? I get it. Katie's husband makes a lot of money. He takes better care of her. I can't compete." When I asked him if he thought that it was her intention to hurt him or shame him, he responded, "I'm not sure. Who knows? I turned down a job that paid a lot more but required traveling 3 weeks out of the month. She said she was supportive and that she and the kids would miss me too much. But now she makes little comments about money all of the time. I have no idea what to think."